Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It's a big weekend for RIT hockey.
We welcome in men's hockey coach Wayne Wilson, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah, coach, congratulations. The Tigers not only in the final, you get to host the final coming up on Saturday night. Your thoughts here on the weekend that was there as you get by Niagara in two games.
Yeah, it's nice to get by them in two games, the games just keep getting tougher and tougher each weekend, and I thought we had a good weekend, really, from start to finish. Getting first goals and things like that were important in the series. I thought we had a pretty complete weekend. We were a little nervous going in when we had some sickness go through the team starting on Thursday. And we weren't quite sure what our lineup was actually going to be right before game time both nights. So a really gutsy effort by a few of the guys that were sick, and then unfortunately a couple having to sit out, along with Cody, who was injured and had to sit out. So we were a little nervous with that, but our depth really kind of showed on the weekend and came through for us.
All right, so that bug, let's start there. How's everybody feeling? Is that starting to work its way out of the locker room here?
Yeah, it kind of worked. What we saw Saturday night was kind of the leftover of what went through, so you never know how many people it's going to affect, but it was probably somewhere between 5 and 10 guys, and we made it through, and knock on wood that it doesn't reappear, but it doesn't appear to be, so maybe the cooler temperatures may have killed it, so that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, and coach, the status of Cody Laskowski, as you mentioned, missing last weekend. What's his availability for this Saturday night?
Yeah, he's doubtful. I would say doubtful for the weekend. He's trying hard, and he's real close, but it'd be difficult, and we don't want to get caught in a situation where someone only can last, give it a try, but can only last a couple of shifts or something like that. So we'll see. Nothing's firm yet, but we'll see as we go along here.
Well, that means you got to keep winning so he can come back at some point, Coach.
Yeah, that's our job, to keep winning to allow him to get back in the lineup, that's for sure.
Well, you go from this best of three, which certainly there's pressure, but there's nothing like the pressure of just one game, winner take all, which technically is an elimination game, coach, if you want to look at it that way. So just the idea that you're going from this best of three now to one game here, your thoughts here on how your team is going to focus here.
Well, our approach isn't much different. We want to get off to a good start like we would in a best of three series. And then it really comes down to a 60-minute or a 60-minute plus game. You never know. You can't have any downtime in those games. So the fact that it's at home and we're going to have a great crowd and we've got to use all that to our advantage. I think it is an advantage, and we worked hard all year to get that advantage, so that's good. But there's no guarantee, so we know we've got a great opponent, and we have to play well in order to win, and you have to have a little luck on your side as well. But I think we're well prepared for it and looking forward to the challenge.
Wayne Wilson, our guest here, RIT American International Atlantic Hockey Championship Saturday night at the Gene Policini Center. By RIT winning in two, Wayne, Sunday meant a head off, which I don't know how you spent your Sunday. I had a list, a honey-do list, and I mean, I had to go over to Home Depot, get some stuff. I'm telling you this because as I'm walking through Home Depot, remember the corner crew comes up to me like, hey, Gene, this is great. We don't have to work today. I'm like, absolutely. Hey, we're going to start our tailgate at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Do you want to come? And I'm like, look, I would love to come, except I got to work, man. I cannot do that. I mean, what is the app? I mean, we're going to have people tailgating. The game is sold out. What kind of atmosphere do you expect Saturday night?
Well, you know, the corner crew will not disappoint. That's for sure. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that now that we've moved the playoffs back on campus. Canisius had a great crowd last year for the championship game that they hosted, and we know we're going to have a great one as well. And it should be a lot of fun. And our team is really looking forward to it. Like I said, we still have we're carrying a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, so we think we have something to prove. AIC will have something to say about that as well. But it should be an exciting, fun. I think the atmosphere will be outstanding and boisterous, and we've got to take full advantage of it. There's no excuses for slow starts in this game, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing that you've been saying all along, whoever the opponent is, hey, this is about us. This is strictly about us. Now, that being said, you are facing a goaltender that's coming in pretty hot there with 46 saves in the win over Holy Cross. Your thoughts, is it a volume thing, or are you just going to say, hey, it's, you know, we just kind of play our own game here?
Yeah, play our own game. It's the same thing. I mean, you've got to generate offense regardless of who's in net, and then you've got to make it difficult on the goalie, you know, so whether it be getting a lot of shots, whether it be getting traffic in front, whether it be all those type of things. We don't want to. We've got to make sure we hit the net. You don't get all hyped up and you're putting it off the glass and you're missing the net wide. You've got to make sure it's on net. Create second opportunities for yourself and make them have to work. So that doesn't change at all, really, regardless of who's in net. So there's not much you can say on that. We feel like we've got a pretty good one in our net as well. So. I think the goaltending, I'd give the goaltending an edge to us, but we'll see how it all plays out on Saturday.
Now, Wayne, in the NFL, the Coach of the Year award, it never goes to the best coach. And Andy Reid is not getting it. It's not going to Sean McDermott. It's always going to whoever exceeded expectation. They did it right in Atlantic Hockey. Congratulations on getting the Coach of the Year award. What does that mean to you?
Well, I appreciate that. But I think it's like a captain accepting a championship trophy. He's accepting it on behalf of his team. And I would say that the Coach of the Year is similar in that I'm accepting it on behalf of Brian Hill's and Dave Insolaco's hard work and the good players that we have on our team. I think that's what really gets it done. I'm the one accepting it, but I'm accepting it on behalf of all of those guys and the work that they put in, just like a championship trophy is accepted by the captains on behalf of the team.
Winner goes to the NCAA tournament, RIT hosting American International Saturday night. Wayne, good luck. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Coach. There he is. RIT men's hockey coach Wayne Wilson stopping by the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. What an unbelievable afternoon. Just jam-packed with guests from Wayne Wilson to Syracuse athletic director John Wildhack. We spoke to the new COO of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres, Pete Guelli, and we also had the big noise on with us. Brad Evans joined us from Live on the Line and thegamingjuice.com to talk some brackets. Tomorrow in the sports bar, we will be talking brackets. We will be enjoying day one of the tournament live from the tap room at Bill Gray's on Chi Lai Avenue. We'll be looking for you there with great specials, great food, and just a good time overall for day one of the tournament. Can't wait. And if you missed any of this afternoon's show. All of our guest appearances, you'll find them listed wherever you pod. Just search out the Sports Bar. And inside the free-to-download Odyssey app, any part of the show that you may have missed, you can go back and listen with Rewind for the next 72 hours. Man, go home. Catch my breath, Chino. My God.
We'll do it all over again tomorrow. College basketball, come enjoy it with us tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be at Bill Gray's. Again, the tap room at Bill Gray's, Chai Lai Avenue, starting at 3 o'clock. We'll look forward to seeing you there live on location. The JR Sport Brief is next. Thanks for listening to the Sports Bar on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.